This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Beware business on the ballot, marijuana and lotteries. In 19 states in the District of Columbia, recreational marijuana has been legalized. Another five states have the issue on the ballot during the midterms: Arkansas, Maryland, Missouri, North Dakota, and South Dakota. You'd think that if you added all of that up, it would look like half of the United States would be smoking dope on the streets, free and clear. But sometimes you have to read between the lines when the monkey business is being trumped by the money business, as I found out listening to KBF recently, at least as far as Arkansas is concerned. There is a proposition on the ballot, Amendment 4. It looks like legalization, but the more I listen to the back and forth by commentators on this issue, the more it is clear that what people are really voting on is not legalization, but corporatization. The referendum was heavily backed by the existing medical marijuana dispensaries that are already legal. So legal, in fact, that 92,000 Arkansans have been approved to partake. The marijuana industry does not want to make recreational marijuana legal except if all the smoke buying is coming through approved dispensaries like their own. In fact, they want to keep it illegal with the police as their business security force, maintaining the same penalties, including jail time, if an Arkansan bought a bag from a supplier outside of the dispensary network or grew plants in their own basements or gardens. The marijuana business folks want to make sure they make all the money rather than having the California problem where there continues to be parallel economies with many users sticking with the dealers they know or growing their own rather than through the businesses on the make. The marijuana business forces try to make all of this seem like a public good, dangling taxes with special purposes in front of always desperate governments and easily deceived voters. The amendment would eliminate all taxes on medical marijuana and tax recreational marijuana at 16.5%, including the standard 6.5% sales tax plus 10% for the University of Arkansas Medical System, law enforcement, and the state's drug court programs, which are voluntary drug recovery programs intended to keep people facing drug charges out of jail. Here they're borrowing from the tried and true strategy of the U.S. lottery industry manipulated by Scientific Games, Inc., SGI, which prints the fancy tickets and games of chance. They built the model of financing incentives in states and initiatives in states to expand their businesses everywhere while dangling the inflated claims of piles of new revenue that states would gain. Of course, these promises were another form of gamble that didn't pay off, with the real results providing only a negligible percentage of a state's revenue. I don't have a horse in this race, as neither a buyer or seller, but I can easily see that it will be the constituency that we organize that will pay the price on Amendment 4 if it passes, just as it does on lotteries. They'll be the home grower and the buyer from the neighborhood dealer who will be tripped up thinking all this is legal now rather than a funnel into the industry's dispensaries. They will be victimized, just as they have been by lotteries. As Catherine Schultz reported in The New Yorker, the money raised by lotteries comes largely from people who can least afford to part with it. Every state lottery is regressive, meaning that it takes a disproportionate toll on low-income citizens. Rich people do play the lottery, of course, but the wealthy buy fewer tickets than the poor, except when jackpots approach 10 figures. Because of that, and because their purchases can constitute a much smaller percentage of their income, playing the lottery has a far smaller impact on their pocketbooks. The difference can be drastic. According to the consumer financial company Bankrate, players making more than $50,000 per year spend on average 1% of their annual income on lottery tickets. Those making less than $30,000 spend 13%. That means someone making $27,000 loses some $3,500 to the lottery each year. To put that number in context, nearly 60% of Americans have less than $1,000 in savings. This is business, so the standard warning, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware, applies. In this case, in Arkansas, the voter needs to beware. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.